Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm a little baby.
We're in a baby's room.
Yep. Yeah, we are.
That much we know.
The brand new room of one Remy Bat.
You got it.
And a brand new, well, to you, house in an Auckland suburb.
It's a rental.
Yeah.
It's a rental. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Friend Zone.
Hi, Tim. Thanks for having me.
It's been a second. We're in the baby's room with the baby.
Yeah, and the baby's just done a little sneeze. Rufus is here. He's taking the felt off a tennis ball.
Yeah, he eats that, and then you can see all the green in his shit.
Yeah, nice.
Horrifying stuff.
We've got Tim. He's in a recliner, sitting on a very comfortable chair.
This is a rocking chair.
Oh,
so we can read
wow.
books to it. Oh, we didn't even know, but yesterday Zoe was like, do you know this is a rocking chair?
Well,
how good is that?
Any chair is a rocking chair if you force it, Tim.
Guy just tried to kick back on his chair, and it didn't give, so it immediately
knew full well wasn't a rocking chair.
The mantra that he was
trying
to establish.
As sometimes happens in this crazy little game of life we play, it's been a minute. So talk to me, brother. How the bloody hell are you?
Irrelevant, because we're here to talk about the aftermath of you watching Sex in the City 2 twice with COVID solo, bro.
Yeah.
So look, I did it. You, in the heat of the event itself, were pretty dark on me and the decisions I had made to put you in that spot, which was fair.
Yeah.
I'll take my beans.
Look, man. But
how do you feel now about us and our relationship?
Look, it's fine. It's like every relationship goes through ups and downs. Mm-hmm. And like you say, you took your beans and I had to take mine.
Yeah.
We were in competition and you did, you know, what was right for you at the time. And all that... that was totally fair and valid within the confines of the way we were competing. And, you know, my punishment was a long time coming, but I...
Do you agree that it was the funniest thing to do?
Yeah. I comedically...
What's important.
You couldn't have done a better thing. And so how do I feel now? It's honestly, it's 2 weeks since the event. And so time heals all wounds. I've recovered from COVID. I've recovered from watching Sex and the City 2 twice. I can't say the number of times I've like exhaled and been glad to be rid of the movie and thought never again. But it must be over 6 now.
Wow.
And I just don't think I could handle that again. Like, I do think, you know, there are always instances or reasons where we might need to revisit something. But that'd have to be a pretty hefty.
Well, we are watching Grown Ups 2 soon.
Yeah, but that's fine. That to me feels like a holiday. Watching it once with a friend.
We're watching Grown Ups 2 soon, everybody, again. After I kept promising to never watch it again, and then there's a reason. But we're going to do a I think it's okay to announce a crossover episode with Remy's just playing with the mic cable now, so you might pick a bit of that up with Plumbing the Death Star.
Yeah.
Those funny lads. Remy's grabbing the mic. This is cute. What do you want to say, bud? You want to talk to the podcast listeners?
Oh, I'm clearing the floor. I'm ready, Remy.
Getting some very cute little baby noises here.
Sort of physical comic.
That's cool.
You'll grow out of that, mate. We all do. Yeah, well, you watched Grown Ups 2 semi recently.
Yeah, I did.
So, how was that?
Like, fine. Because we won't even get to watch it together, eh? Because that'd be fun.
Well, it's we'll a scheduling thing. It comes with a great scheduling, don't it?
Yeah, a bit of admin.
That, but yeah.
Logistics. Listen, man. Grown Ups 2 ain't shit.
Yeah.
Sex and the City 2, that's nightmare fuel.
Yes.
The prospect of watching that once by myself is scary to me. But Grown Ups 2, a walk in the familiar park.
What's it called?
A jaunt down memory lane.
A dolly, yeah.
A layup. Is it?
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah.
It's March Madness, right?
Yeah, it is March Madness, Tim. Cool. That's right. Sweet. College basketball. Yeah, nice. It's gone off. I haven't been following it. But I knew there was a huge upset in the first round.
Have you got an NBA pass? A streaming pass? What do they call it?
NBA League Pass. I used to. I don't this year. There's too many regular season games in the NBA.
It's like rugby here in New Zealand.
It's too much.
Everyone gets upset about a few games being cancelled because of COVID. I'm like, I'm pretty sure the rugby season is like 11 months of the year now.
No one goes it's anymore. It's kind of hard to
get disappointed about.
ABs.
A game or two going away.
So, but look, let's take stock.
Let's keep talking about provincial
rugby. I've
had
and recovered from COVID. Remy is in fine fettle. He's a chubster. He's healthy. Yeah, smiling baby.
Yeah.
Rufus is the same old self. He's very noisy on arrival and then comes right down and just wants you to play ball with him.
For the first time ever, we're living in a two-story house. There's a whole other level on this thing. And because the stairs are quite, they're steep vertically but shallow, you know, stepwise, horizontally. Yeah. And they're polished wood, and Rufus can get up the stairs, but he has found out he cannot, unaided, get down the stairs.
Does that impact his enthusiasm for travelling up the stairs?
No, it does not.
Do you think he knows this?
Well, we keep carrying him down, so to be fair, you know, he's just seeing a pattern where he gets to run up, and then someone carries him down eventually.
And will you carry that on?
No, sir. No, yeah. I'll be getting some non-slip tape, I think it is. Non-slip
like sandpaper.
Tape. Sandpaper tape.
Just so you put on the stairs for
give
Rufus.
Give him some traction, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
Well, you know.
I feel like I'd just be like, sorry, Rufus.
Nah.
You just get downstairs.
Well, no. Not how this dog operates, unfortunately.
Oh, you don't think he'd take that?
Well, in this family, he certain decisions. Have you got something to say? He's a fuller member of the family than some other dogs in other families. Let me put it that way.
Man. So I'm just looking at the scene here. I'm sitting in what is a literal nursery, and you've got a beautiful baby. Oh, nice.
That's fake. You can tell that's a fake one.
Yeah. like we've got a dog, we've got a baby, we've got a rocking chair. There's a changing station. There's this little mattress there. I mean, to think all these years ago, rat faced, stoned up to our gills. You know, kicking ideas around. The amount of life we've traversed since then, it's kind of...
Everybody has kids, Guy, even spiders and ants.
Well, I mean, this is probably speciesist of me, but I feel like it's less of a commitment for them.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I feel like it's crazy how we do it, especially in like predominantly Caucasian cultures, how it's like you'd have your little family and you silo yourself off from your community somewhat, and like you know, like you need everyone. It's all hands in. It makes life so much better and easier.
Do you know what I think? I think it takes a village, really,
well,
to raise a child.
If that was true, there'd probably be an idiom about it. So instead of having an idiom, why don't I call you an idiot? Because it's not the case.
I'm kicking it off. How do you think idioms start? Someone's got to kick it off.
But it has to speak to something that everyone can relate to really catch fire.
It takes a village to raise a child. Tim Batt, 2022.
Okay.
Copyright.
I'll be shocked if anyone else is saying this, but fill your boots, mate. I think that's a swing and a miss from you.
You'll see it heaps, and it'll be because
I kicked it off.
Yeah.
That's what's happened here.
Why don't we, you and I, that is, or maybe just me, because your hands are both occupied.
I can do anything. Watch
Instead
this.
Of relying on our own tiny, shitty little brains, why don't we turn to the great people of the world?
That is what these friend zones are. A kind of like an internet, an interconnected network of people sharing creativity.
Now, you'll like this, Tim. This is from an Auckland-based listener, and it was sent on the 5th of February, 2022. And it just reads as follows. Hey, Tim and Guy, just saw the impromptu show at Whammy Bar. This is a show that Tim put on, a stand-up show he put on just over a month ago. Just got a promotion and started feeling good financially and was able to start supporting some local artists. Yes. Thought it was awesome. Hope to be able to see more live stuff. Tim thinks tall white people look the same and mistook me for Guy. Anyway, love you guys. Say my name.
Wait, I mistook this person for Guy?
Yep.
Wow, I don't remember that.
William Dyer.
What a crazy thing for me to do and then forget to have done.
I'm looking at a photo of this guy and he's handsome, but you know, he ain't me, babe.
He's not you.
Quite different hair, but he ain't me. There's hats. There's things people wear to obscure there.
No, I was going to say you've got similar cheek bone structure.
Oh, wow. That's a compliment to both of us.
Claire says, please save George Lazenby. And Guy, I hasten to add that this was sent to us on 9/9/21. Hi, and that means that date, the way I've read it, is applicable for audiences in America and everywhere else where we sanely put the date first and the month second.
It's like...
Guys, we love you. It doesn't work. Your date formatting doesn't work properly.
It's just, there's so many little things like that.
Why would you go month first? Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go month first, and then you're going to drill down into the date, but then we're going to go backwards really quickly.
Really wide view.
To get the year.
Yeah.
You're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Go small to big. Date, month, year.
Absolutely.
It's the reason everyone does it that way.
But I got to say, thinking about it now, Tim.
Yeah.
Look at a clock. Read the time. Big little.
That's fine, though. At least we're going in a direction. We don't go like hours, seconds, minutes.
Yeah. Really good comeback. God, it's nice to talk.
Okay. Claire says, dear Tim and Guy.
Get to the fucking back of the line, Claire. Tim just had a turn. This person says, hey, Frosty fellas.
Okay.
I'm a recent fan.
What's happened here?
Well, we're going one.
I thought you just read one where I mistook a person for you.
Oh, did we just get bogged out in that date conversation? You didn't even read the correspondence.
Yeah,
dog. Oh, apologies to Claire. So sorry to Claire. I'm not sorry to you, Tim. You took this huge flight of fancy. I got confused.
Tim and Guy, I write to you in times of great stress and I'm afraid you are the only men who can help. My name is Ms. Claire Wakenmoth, soon to be Mrs. Lazenby. And my fiancé, George, has been missing for weeks now.
Oh my God, I like this.
I have recently heard that George has been stalking around your podcast, trying to listen in on some good smut. This doesn't surprise me, but it does worry me dearly. You see, this whole mess started when George discovered the concept of podcasting and decided it was an ideal medium to continue his Bond legacy, stating, quote, my voice hasn't aged a day, end quote. And if he named them podcast movies, he'd, quote, no longer be called the one film Bond. George got the ball rolling on this project, and with a connection from his Emmanuel days, got a sponsorship with Blue Chew, a product I can only describe as boner-inducing bubblegum. George bravely insisted on trying the product before he advertised it, but foolishly stated, you know what they say, the average Bond is 007 times the average man. George then proceeded to chomp down 007 times the recommended dose. The result was a man with a jaw so weak from chewing, his ability to listen improved vastly. Kind of like Daredevil, but not blind. And an insatiably massive bright blue erection. The last thing George slurred before leaving was, I need to talk smut at altitude. I can now only assume he booked the longest flight he could and ended up in New Zealand. Which leads us to where we are today. The doctor has advised me that if George were to ejaculate in his current state with an erection that blue, seriously, have you seen it? He would almost certainly fatally dehydrate his entire body.
Oh my God.
No one wants that happening on your humble in your humble podcast studio. I beg of you to stop your quest of pitching him the perfect porno. Instead, tell him soothing stories of cold showers and other erection-calming topics, for it may be his only hope. I'm sure you boys will do the right thing. You may say my name, Claire Wakenmoth. P.S. Always a P.S.
Yeah.
The doctor said George should calm down in a couple of months, but please, next time he's in, check if his tongue is blue so we know if he's still using. PPS, keep that boner inspector the fuck away from George. I don't need to explain why.
Wow. What a, it is nice to hear from the people who make the podcast what it is.
Claire Wakenmoth.
Well,
hashtag
soon,
say
soon to be Lazenby. It'll be Lazenby knee Wakenmoth. Remy's got thoughts.
Yeah, he does. He's just getting sleepy. That's okay. Do you want to respond to that at all?
I was just saying it's a delight to hear from, you know, those who have a little bit of extra colouring, backstory, insight into, you know, what makes the podcast. And to be honest, whenever George would show up to the studio, I rarely did I think about the people who he'd left behind. Yeah, yeah.
Keep going. He's agreeing.
And so, look, I mean, Claire, I appreciate the insight. Thankfully, we've finished spending our time with George, and neither of us got, now this is going to be a horrible turn of phrase, but draped in lazen cum. So I'd say it's a
carumba.
A bullet dodged.
Rightio. Next but message.
I will say, if he's looking to launch a solo podcast, draped in lazen cum's probably got to be at the top of the list of potential titles.
Surely, surely.
Now, this is a guy who I tried to push in front of you, Claire, and I'd like to issue a final apology for that behaviour. Hey, Frosty fellas, I'm a recent fan and was delighted to be included in the Killionaire pitching. Never mind. In the Killionaire pitching, never mind win my heat.
In the Killionaire pitching, never mind win my heat.
That's
like
right.
They were happy to be involved and even happier to have won. But wait a minute, spoiler.
Underpunctuated.
So don't say there, whoever's name this is,
no, don't say it. I won't.
Whatever now, happens.
I'm relatively obsessed with Taskmaster.
Okay.
So when I heard murmurs that New Zealand had managed to capture the spirit, I felt I had to check it out. All I'd seen of Series 2 prior was the rap battle task, of course, and fell in love with all of Guy's, David's, and Laura's energies immediately. Upon finding out about Guy's podcast that also had this other guy on it, that'd be you, Tim.
Me.
I immediately checked it out and just so happened to be joining as you were releasing Killionaire on Spotify and consider myself incredibly lucky with the timing. All jokes aside, I've now grown a deep love for you as well, Tim. At least as much as one can for someone on the other side of the planet. But hey, I'm told long distance can work. I've just started my deep dive into season one and I'm absolutely loving it. I've somewhat mixed memories of grown-ups too from my teenage years due to family friends who loved it. I only really found a couple of moments funny and didn't understand why they liked it so much, but it was forced on me. Years later, it's very therapeutic to listen to two lovely boys shit all over it. Combined with a feature from my absolute favourite, James Acaster, and I don't think it could possibly be any better. Can't wait for you both to get on Off Menu. I understand this is probably far too long a message to read, but in the first place, never mind. Never mind on the friend zone. I will say this for you, anonymous author. Don't be afraid to use commas. They make a world of difference.
How dare you? This is a lovely message.
I understand this is probably okay. I'll read it as
coming in here with bloody punctuation.
I understand this is probably far too long a message to read in the first place. Never mind on the friend zone, but just in case you do say my name, much love, name redacted.
Gorgeous stuff. Here's a weird thing about Taskmaster. It's only been in like three English speaking countries. There's a whole lot of European countries that have made it, but isn't it just like New Zealand, UK, America had a brief punt.
They didn't.
But then the rest of it, it's like Finland and Denmark.
I'll tell you the regions that they've remade it because it makes sense for, it's like the perfect format for any territory. So obviously the UK is the original. And the international versions of the program are in Belgium, Sweden, Spain, Denmark, Norway, Finland, the US, New Zealand, Croatia, and as of 2022, finally, Portugal. So, the more you know, eh? Oh, Remy's just been relocated. He's next to me. I can reach him. And
that dead air was because I had to put the mic down.
No, that's okay. Do you know what? Like, you grew up in radio, so you've been told dead air is the worst thing that can happen. But
if I walk into especially a cafe and there's no music playing, I leave.
Really?
Turn around and walk out of there.
Yeah.
Can't handle it.
Man, you've got a heavy, heavy vibe.
No, it's a good thing. It's because I'm such a vibe guy that I have to leave.
Do you know what's difficult is now you put Remy next to me, I can't stop giving him little tickles and he's doing these big smiles.
Yeah, he's a cute little kid, isn't he? Gosh. Dear Guy Montgomery,
Thank you.
Pennsylvania, and Tim, Major League Baseball, bat. Long-time listener, first-time caller, preparing to see REO Speedwagon in person tomorrow, so I thought it was the perfect time to send an email. In spite of being a Philadelphia native, state of brotherly love.
Mm, that's right.
Whose own... Is that right?
Yeah. Pennsylvania. Philadelphia's a city. City of brotherly love?
That's... We got there. Good thing Guy knows this stuff. Whose only time abroad includes working an internship for Parliament in London and being mugged in Nice, France.
Who are you, Kim Kardashian?
Brackets, the irony is not lost on me. Now, this works written down because Nice is spelt nice.
Yeah.
But I believe pronounced Nice, right?
Yeah,
Nice,
you got
the place.
It. Yeah, yeah.
I seem to have developed an incredibly niche love for Aussie and Kiwi comedians such as yourself. Guy, quickly, name one Australian comedian.
I can't. You know that. I'm against them.
Somehow, watching and listening to the Donner Boys, that's their real name, the Donner Boys, led me to start listening to the two of you. The Donner Boys, if you're uninitiated, is Auntie Donna.
Check them out on Netflix.
My mic fucked out. Auntie Donna.
Netflix and YouTube.
I believe Black Magic, those two words have strike through. They've got a line through the words. Wizard Guy Montgomery turning Zach from vegan chicken nugget to man was my first exposure, which led to Twiawet and later Deathblood.
Wow.
Remember that?
Yeah. Zach? Auntie Donna have a podcast as well. I don't know how, they're very busy, so I don't know how often they put it out, but they had some crazy... I went on as a guest and they were in the middle of some crazy sort of like narrative journey on the show. And so they
within
said,
the series.
Yeah. Like, and they said, so you come on and this is who you are and this is, you have to hit this beat. But you can do whatever you want, but they're like, you have to do this thing.
Very Curb. I like that.
It was great fun.
Is that all we're getting?
That's all I remember.
You can Google the episode, folks, and have a listen for yourself. Yeah.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
That's right.
I thought I would reach out to thank you for being a longtime source of sanity in my life. Well, you know what Guy and I say, You don't have to be crazy to be on this podcast, but it sure helps.
That's right.
I graduated from college in May of 2020 and immediately found myself living in the back of my car, determined not... That was the wrong tone for that, wasn't it? The delivery, that was off.
No.
Determined to not go insane, I decided to listen to two grown men review Grown Ups 2 at least once a day, a feat I've followed up by listening to the Donna track 30 minutes of Straight Fire no less than a dozen times. I'm working at a law firm now and living indoors, listening to the dulcet tones of George Lazenby and the Boner Inspector. And I'm looking forward to many, many more hours of listening to your artistic endeavours. I'm a bit light on cash at the moment, but I dropped $10 to the PayPal, and I hope you can enjoy some sort of bev on me, boys. If it makes it to the friend zone, say the name with pride. Brett Finstermacker. P.S., I've been loving Guy on Taskmaster New Zealand. Keep up the good work, PPS. Please, for the love of God, get Mark Samuel on an episode of Emmanuel, PPPS. If I may pitch a porno, consider the following. Hug the sun, but horny.
Oh, wow. And this guy is a huge fan of Australian Aussie comedy. Hug the Sun is a great YouTube series that... You can look up, starring, I believe, two great Australian comics, Ben Russell and Xavier Michaelides. I know I said I couldn't remember any of their names, but I've been struck by a bolt of inspiration.
There's a follow-up email.
Of course there is.
Can I read it?
Yeah.
This came on the same day. No, it didn't. Hello, just finished listening to Friendzone 131 on a day off from work and remembered that I forgot to mention something. I went to see Grown Ups 2 in theatres the summer it came out with my first girlfriend. I just turned 16 or 17 and distinctly remember it being the film that I had to have my first makeout session to. Just thought you might enjoy that info. Keep up the good work.
Brett. Good instincts. Can't live without that info. It's important to have context for every milestone in our listeners' lives, and for all of you holdouts who have been masking from us the first time you grew a pubic hair, the first time you shared a kiss, held a hand, touched a nipple. Don't be afraid to get on that keyboard and tap, tap, tap out some of the innermost details of your development from child to full-grown adult. Or should I say, grown up. Now this one reads, hi again, Frosty fellas. Thanks for acknowledging on air the USD 100 or US $100. It was a pleasure. Something vaguely humorous. I had a reminder the other day of how I'm spending far too much time in your company when I saw that 17 wickets had fallen in a day's play in the cricket. I went to say to my pal that they needed a call for the pitch inspector, but the second word came out exactly as you might expect. Pitch inspector.
Second word. Boner inspector. Pitch inspector. Pitch inspector.
Pitch direct. Honestly? Pitch,
I don't know what's David, happened here.
You got to tell us what you said, because
the second word. Hold on,
we pitch, cannot solve this.
Pitch inspector.
I'm seeing that David is British, so you put the X on.
Pitch sounds inspector.
Like they, sounds like they better send out the pitch inspector. The pitching inspector. Pitching inspector.
No, I'm not getting any brainwaves on what's happened there.
Struggling with innuendo.
Oh, well, I look forward to getting filled in on what we're missing from Dave.
Yeah, boy.
50 USD sent our way circa mid-September 2021. The communique as follows. Hi, pretty fly for a white guy, and he's cute, but I think he's married, Tim. I wanted to wish Tim and his partner all the best with the imminent birth of his new baby, who you can hear right now. We'll send an email since there's a character limit. Oh, so there's an email. Who is this from, actually? Oh, yes, here's the accompanying email. So, I had my own daughter just under a year ago, and your podcast has kept me occupied on many aimless walks with the pram. It has been a wonderful year, deadly pandemic and lockdowns apart, and I hope it's the same for you, Tim. Guy, I hope you are fine too, I suppose.
Hopefully at some point in the long and distant future, one or both of you might come to Scotland for the Edinburgh Festival, and you'd better bet I'll see you there, subject to the prices being okay and me not having anything else going on. Incidentally, you can add me to your list of listeners with a PhD. It's probably not surprising that we'd be drawn to an endeavour which is repetitive and has questionable value to most of the population. Best wishes, lots of kisses, feel free to say my name. From Craig.
Craig, I really like the direct analogy between the PhD and the podcast there.
I like best wishes and lots of kisses. I want to start adding that to my emails.
There's a lot to like, and I got one to close on.
Let's wrap it up on this. Remy's good. He's fixing for a sleep, I think.
Well, good news, brother. You're about to get put the heck down. Guy, I hope this makes it to the friend zone. Please reach over, take our beloved Tim by the hand, gaze directly into his eyes.
This is there never has there been a friend zone where it would be harder to do this. I'm holding a baby, a microphone, headphones, cell phone, and now Guy's hand.
That's right.
Look into my eyes.
And thank him for me for finally reading my PayPal message on the previous friend zone. We received this on the 12th of February. All is forgiven, my sweet Timothy. I will breathe your name with every exhalation, and never again will our spirits part.
Edna.
Guy, you're okay too. And my dude, say my name.
Two emails in a row of slamming Monty. This is unprecedented.
Say my name, but say it like you're an American football coach and you're giving me the call to go in as replacement long snapper as our team attempts a 45-yard field goal to steal a superb owl victory.
Can we both have a crack at it?
Oh, a Super Bowl. Superb owl.
Oh, yeah.
Victory in the face of deceit. Fuck, I've cracked that owl joke in text often enough that when I messed up spelling Super Bowl, my phone corrected it to that. Okay. Do you want to know the name?
Or, no, no, I'll hear you do it. I reckon I'll follow suit.
Shire! Chris Shire! You're in!
Chris Shire, get out there! Yeah. I think I changed his name.
No, but you got the vibe. So, thank you, Chris. Thank you to every author. And a lot of people think you got to write a book to be an author. I say you got to write a piece of correspondence to Tim and Guy, and that's good enough in my book.
Remy, do you want to say anything to the listeners before we wrap up this friend zone? He's looking out the window. He's giving me a big hug, and I think he's ready to go to sleep. That's what's happening.
Let's put these microphones down, and let's put that baby to sleep, and then let's you and I sit thigh to thigh, eye to eye, and watch ourselves the making of documentary of And Just Like That, which, excitingly, has just been announced for season two.
That'll be the next... We'll get into that later.
Something that I tweeted from the Worst Idea account saying, yes, yes, yes. And moments later, I saw Tim had retweeted the same thing saying, no, no, no. Anyway, we'll see you soon.
Bye. In the friend zone, you're always home. In the friend zone, you're not alone. Anytime with Tim and Guy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.